Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from Walk On Sports Bistro and Katie, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we're live here at Walk Ons here in Katy. And it's a good time, a little Football Friday action, and you can be a winner. We as just hooked our first winner up with a gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. You got a chance to be a winner throughout the day, so come on out. Walk-ons here in Katy. It's a good time. Friday, I know people are about to be getting off work here soon. This is a great, great space to kick things off. So come on out here to Walk-ons here in Katy. Let's do it now. Let's look at our Man Eye Institute players of the game. You can text yours in. Who was the player of the game for you? In a win like this, there are, I think, several places to go. Who are your players of the game? Clint, let's kick it with you. Who's your Man Eye Institute player of the game?
Look, I think it's one guy and one guy only. He was on the post-game show with us. He joined us, Will Anderson Jr. I mean, not only were the individual plays that he made absolutely tremendous, but he also beat their quarterback up on a couple of plays that were not actual sacks. You know, you're talking about a guy that I think he tied a record. A sack in six straight games is I think he tied with Mario Williams.
Yep, six straight games. Yep.
And so not only is he setting records, but he's got 10.5 sacks right now. He's number four in the entire NFL. And when he's opposite that number 55 and they are wrecking shop the way that they the way they're wrecking shop, they're an absolute problem. So I got to go with Will Anderson Jr.
Yeah, Will Anderson Jr. He's playing lights out, man. Dude is insane. I heard him on the post game show, which you heard Sean and Seth play it earlier today. He was fantastic. My man said he gonna go home, sit on the couch. He do look like he fish.
Maybe doing a little fishing.
He do look like. He fishes. All right. Will Anderson's a good one. Text line 713-572-4610. You can text in who your players of the game. Someone text in Higgins, Jalen Higgins. Called him a touchdown pass. And not just called him a touchdown pass. As you said, Clint, he also probably could have had 70, 80, 100 yards, to be honest with you. There were points where he was open. And I'll say this. Hey, man, we got to work on that toe tap, Jack. There's probably about two times where you were on the sideline. He caught the one in the fourth quarter. But there were two other catches, another one in the end zone.
Yeah.
That he, if he drags his foot, he's in bounds and could be other big plays. So, but Jalen Higgins, that's another good one there from the text line. I'm gonna go with Woody Marks. That's a weird one. Woody Marks had 75 yards rushing, but. And our guy Kevin spoke about this, who we were just talking to. Woody Marks saved the offensive line Nick Caley's ass multiple times. There were, I think, a couple fourth downs where he is stopped dead behind the line. I mean, multiple yards behind the line of scrimmage. And, oh, Taron Johnson, number 7, went for a ride on multiple occasions. He took his ass and drug them on. I mean, that could have been killers. Those drives ended in points, and he was big. And then early in the game, he was really, really good. I agree with Kevin a little bit. If they were going to run the football, maybe some of the more creative runs they had earlier, getting him to the outside a little bit earlier. But I thought his toughness and him just refusing to go down was big in this game. And I think it's clear now, Clint. This is three straight games where he is clearly the guy that they are using as their number one back. The discrepancy is large between him and Nick Chubb right now. And Clint, they don't even use Nick Chubb for short yardage. It's him. That's who they're using. So Woody Marks, I thought those were huge short down, short yardage runs that he made, dragging people and making plays when the play wasn't drawn up correctly,
well, look,
or blocked correctly.
On a night when you were 2 for 12, I believe, on third down conversions, yep. I mean, you needed the two you got, and Woody Marks, to your point, was tremendous. I thought when the second drive came around and Nick Chubb was out there for three straight carries and we got a first down, it was one of those things where it's like, okay, Nick may be a bigger part of this game plan than what we've seen the last 2 weeks. And then they went right back to Woody Marks, which I'm here for. And I think
yeah, we've been saying it.
But I think your point that you're making is really the most important one. We can all see that, hey, man, he catches the ball out of the backfield better than anybody else. You can all see there's a different level of twitch there to be able to catch a screen or catch the ball out of the backfield. He's clearly a dual threat kind of thing. You can see all that. But really what I think turns DeMeco and Nick Caley on is what you just said. Hey, man, it's one-on-one in the hole. It's third and one. You're hit or you're at least in the sights 2 yards deep. You find a way to sidestep a guy, lean forward for a first down. If you can do that, you can play a long time in this league. Now, it's nice if you can catch it. It's nice if you can hit your head on the goalpost. All those things are nice. But if you can take third down situations, be hit or contacted 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage and still go get two, that's a huge plus.
There were two fourth downs that he was hit well behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. And that's just one of those things where we've been talking about it for a month now, 2 months now on this show. It's like, I mean, I just don't know. There's no facet of the game where Woody Marks is not the guy that needs to be in the backfield more than everybody else. And it's good to see the last 3 weeks to a month they've arrived there.
And by the way, that ain't Derrick Henry, right? Like, that ain't no huge. He's 205 pounds.
Yeah.
Right. And dragging folks. All right, Tyler, who is your Man Eye Institute player of the game?
I got to go with the fella that Will Anderson Jr. said they call Ball Hawk, Kalen Bullock. Two interceptions, a forced fumble, 5 tackles, 2 passes defended. He was outstanding along with, obviously, the whole defensive unit. But, yeah, I'm going to rock with Bullock this week.
Good to see him back. Sorry, in that role of getting
you get that right now.
Good to see him back in that role of getting turnovers, man. You know, we coming into the season, he's kind of quiet. I remember you asking him about it. He's a little quiet.
Oh, I thought he had a chance to lead the league in interceptions.
Yeah. Well, he's rolling now, man. That was a monster game last night. When they're creating chaos around the quarterback, and those guys make any level of errant throw where the ball hangs in the air for a while, Bullock can go get it now.
Hey, and then he goes and punches the ball out from Shakur.
Yeah.
And by the way, maybe look him. Can he catch?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Catch punt?
Who, Bullock?
Because that run back was impressive. My man obviously I'm sorry, I don't want to get the wrong person. Barnett blocking the back negated it, but he looked like he'd have done that before.
Yeah, it was impressive. I'm sure he has. He probably played a little offense in his
probably
background.
Played a little offense in his day. Yeah, man. No, man, those guys were great. Bullock was something else. Text line coming in, Davis Mills. He followed the rules, did no harm, no turnovers. Fairbairn was the MVP. He put up some points. Someone else, Cornbread, text in Trent Brown. Somebody you like. Yeah, I mean, listen, Bosa gave him some trouble sometimes, but I think overall throughout the game, Trent Brown, you know, held his own for the most part, right? I think – you know, when he got his hands on him, kind of shut him down. I think he had a holding penalty there on him, and he got around him a couple of times. But overall, this was not like – we talked about all offseason. If they could just be all right, Like, this, there was at no point did we look in this game and think, even with Ursary on the other side, there was a couple of times Russo got him. But there was no point that we looked at this and was just like, boy, they are just – they can't get nothing done because they can't do anything up front. So, yeah, man, I think Trent Brown was really, really good along with the rest of the offensive line in yesterday's game. All right, coming up as we continue rolling – it is a football Friday, and as we generally do on Fridays, we got a big weekend of college football. Let's look at our Saturday slate. There are some intriguing games this weekend that could affect the college football playoff rankings in multiple games. Let's look at our college football slate. Which games are you watching? We'll do ours coming up next.